Some people are paying that car note and convenience fees, and we wonder why Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional, the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, I want to talk about the epidemic that we're facing. Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. It's no secret. People are feeling the pressure of inflation, high food costs, and the threat of major layoffs. I had a basketball coach in college who used to tell me, it's an old saying, but when you point the finger at someone, there's three more pointing back at you. And today, I want to be very honest with you because we are about full open disclosure here on this podcast, and I give you the cold hard truth. I know what people want to hear, but this is what I want to say. I want to give you information that's going to inspire you and not information that's going to comfort you when we know there's a problem that needs to be fixed. Now, I talked about this on a few episodes, but the question I ask is, how much does convenience cost? I give the example that these marketing agencies, these advertising agencies as well, are convincing you that you are the most important person in the world. From a spiritual standpoint and from a religious standpoint, you are. You're a very important person, and I don't want to discount that. Not only do they sell you that you're the most important person, but they add something that tears everything apart. They try to convince you that you're also the busiest person in the world, and you don't have time to chop your own onions. You don't have time to drive a mile and pick up dinner. You're too busy to drive to the mall and pick up a shirt. You can just order it online in the comfort of your home. But when you really break it down, what are you doing with the time that you're saving? Maybe scrolling on social media, taking a nap, not doing anything productive, but yet you're paying to just be still. So the question remains, how many dollars are you making for the time that you're saving? And sometimes it's literally $0 because you're just laying in bed, you're watching YouTube, or maybe you're watching a show on Netflix. You're not making any money unless you have some passive income, and that's a whole nother conversation. Now, I love this video. I'm actually going to play it for you. I want to give credit to this man after reading an article where he states that an average American are spending roughly $400 on food delivery charges. He wanted to figure out what was the difference between getting it delivered, going to get it himself, and cooking it at home, and what was the price difference? Well, I'm going to play it for you right here.
With the price of everything going up nowadays, even the cheapest fast food restaurants are becoming no longer affordable. But for most, it's not just the cost of a Happy Meal that keeps us living paycheck to paycheck. It's really the cost of convenience. I came across an article showing the average food delivery service customer is spending over $400 a month, which has tripled over the past few years. And as a regular DoorDash customer, I had to see how much money I was spending and if I could cut back. So in this video, I'll be comparing the cost of a McDonald's meal that's delivered versus picked up from the drive-thru versus cooking the exact same meal at home. I started by placing an order on DoorDash for a big breakfast with hotcakes, which includes scrambled eggs, one hash brown, one sausage patty, one biscuit, three pancakes, and an orange juice. Now there's four fees that make up this order total. The subtotal, which is the true cost of the items, the delivery fee of $4.99, the service fee, which is either 15% or $3, whichever is higher, and the estimated tax. The other cost that you have to consider, of course, is the tip. And you're not going to believe this. In this article from Grubhub, it shows that the standard nowadays is to give your delivery driver a tip of at least 20%, but never less than $5. Personally, I'm used to tipping anywhere between 12 to 15%, which could be wrong, but let me know your thoughts about tipping culture in the comments.
All right, so we have $9.50 is the total, $4.99 is the delivery fee, $3.78 is the fees and estimated taxes, and he gives a $5 tip. So his breakfast comes out to $23.27, which is a lot for breakfast. That's a lot for breakfast, but I'm gonna let him continue to explain it because he does a better job than I do. But once again, how do you feel about tipping culture? That's a very good question. Do you feel it's getting out of hand? Let me know in the comments below.
Considering this tradition, I included a $5 tip, which brought my order total to $23.27. And after placing my order, it took the delivery driver exactly 24 minutes to pick it up and drop it off at my house. Now let's look at the cost and how much time it takes for me to pick up the order myself. The closest McDonald's is about a mile and a half from my house. And fortunately, when I got there, there weren't any cars ahead of me in the drive-thru. So I placed the exact same order that I got from DoorDash.
Yeah, can I get a big breakfast with hotcakes and a medium orange juice?
Including taxes and everything, my total came to $8.96.
$8.96. Now, also keep in mind here that he's not tipping this McDonald's. In many cases nowadays, when we go to these restaurants, they want you to either round up for education or they want you to tip the people that are in the drive-thru or things of that nature. So to keep it fair, I would add $2 or $3 onto here. And that's only because when you're going to some of these restaurants to pick it up yourself, they still want a tip for you picking it up. So I have a whole episode on tipping culture. Episode number 212, are you tipping or are they taxing? How tipping culture is outrageous. You can take a listen to it after this episode, but let's get back to it.
Compared to the DoorDash order, I spent less than half for the exact same meal because I didn't have to pay for all the extra fees. What surprised me most, though, was from the time that I left my house to the time that I walked back in the door, it took exactly 11 minutes, which was half of the time that it took for the DoorDash order. This showed me how much money I'd been spending in the past simply for convenience. But even going to pick up the order myself was nothing compared to the amount that I saved by cooking it at home. Now, for this to be an even comparison, I'll have to take into consideration how long it takes me to drive to the store and get the items, and how long it takes me to make the meal. I'll also have to take the total cost of all the items and divide it by how many meals that I can make that mimic the McDonald's breakfast. So I made my way to the store to pick up all the stuff. To recreate the meal, I picked up a box of pancake mix, eggs, some frozen hash browns, sausage, some biscuits, orange juice, and syrup. I'll go over exactly how much I spent after I cook everything, because I'll have to divide the amount that I spend at the grocery store by the total amount of meals that I can make.
Well, this is why they pay me the big bucks. He missed one expense, and you may be thinking the same thing, gas. Some of us don't live close to a McDonald's or a fast food restaurant, or our favorite restaurant may be across town. So we have to take in consideration gas prices. Gas prices here in Louisiana are as low as about $3.50, roughly. I saw it the other day as low as $2.99. Don't get jealous. But in California, when I went to go visit some family out there, it was high as about $5.50, $6. So we also have to take in consideration the gas. So let's add a couple of dollars just to make it fair.
The trip took me 32 minutes to go to the store, complete all my shopping, and make it back home. Now it was time to get started cooking. Since the hash browns are frozen, I just had to warm one up in the microwave. I threw the biscuits on a baking sheet and put them in the oven. And I cooked the sausage patty, eggs, and pancakes on the stovetop. Once that was all done, I just had to pour my glass of orange juice and of course have the syrup ready to go. And from start to finish, it took me 34 minutes to cook everything. Now, obviously that's so much more inconvenient than hitting the drive-thru or ordering from DoorDash. But let's see if it was actually worth it. Even though I had a ton of leftover ingredients from the store, I could only make 5 full McDonald's breakfasts with what I got. Looking at the receipt from the grocery store, I spent $18.98. So dividing that total by the 5 meals I can make, the cost per meal for me to cook at home would be $3.79. Now, of course, the downside is the amount of time that it takes to make a home-cooked meal as opposed to picking something up or ordering delivery. But food is the one thing that most everyone underestimates when it comes to how much we spend. I came across an article that shows from 2021 to make, the cost per meal for me to cook at home would be $3.79.
Look at that. He spent $20 more on the same meal. Now multiply that by the 5 meals that he prepared. That is $100. I'm saying it again. That's $100 in 5 meals that he loses. He could take that $100 and go invest it, and what could it turn out to be? Well, let's take that $100 that we save from just fixing breakfast, just those 5 breakfasts, not lunch and dinner, nothing, something very small. We take that $100 and we're going to invest that money over the next 10 years. I'm not going to try to make these numbers huge, trying to say 20 years in the next 25 or until you retire, just 10 years. 10 years, just to put in perspective, 2020 was 4 years ago. So we would be halfway through by now. So if that's mind blowing, then just stay with me here. So we have 120 periods. So that means that we have 12 months in a year. We do that for 10 years. That's 120 periods. We're starting off with zero money. So we have no money in the bank account here. We have an interest rate of about 0.333. What that equates to over the years, about a 4% return. Now, the average S&P, we have those numbers all the time, roughly 10% or 9%. But what I'm doing, I'm cutting that number in half, something ultra conservative, right? Because we're not trying to be ultra rich. We want something ultra conservative for 3%. So let's go 4%. And just for reference, a CD at a bank is running about 4% now, 4 or 5% now, right? So this is even less than a CD. So that's how conservative this is going to be. And what we're going to do is we're just going to contribute that $100 into that account over the 10-year period. So the amount of contributions we make is going to be how much? $12,000. We do $1,200 per year. We do $100 per month. That's $1,200 per year. Multiply that by the number of years. That gets you at $12,000. So how much money do we make? If we make 4% consistently, we would make $2,724 instead of losing $12,000. See how that works? You would be positive $2,724 and you wouldn't have lost the $12,000. Am I telling you not to do DoorDash? No. As a financial advisor, my job is not to strip you of the pleasures that you love, but it's to really reevaluate what you are paying for. In the meantime, if you found this insightful, make sure that you send this to your friends. Once again, make sure that you subscribe on whatever platform that you're listening to the podcast so you can get updates and great information about money and how money truly works just like this. Well, my name is AB Ridgway. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.